News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The world has welcomed 2021 in a somewhat more subdued fashion thanks to the coronavirus. In New York City's Times Square, that world-famous ball did drop. There were fewer people on hand to witness it in person, though. An unusual scene indeed at the crossroads of the world on New Year's Eve. Modest throngs of revelers did gather just outside the police perimeter, kissing and cheering at the stroke of midnight. New Year's experiences varying greatly by country or city. From Sydney to Seoul to London and New York, major cities canceling or scaling back celebrations. New Zealand and Taiwan, among a handful of places without active or severe outbreaks, carried on as usual. And it's now official, Great Britain officially departing the European Union.
Last night, following decades of membership, years of debate and points of political turmoil, the time came. While the UK left the EU last January, it was yesterday evening that the transition period ended and largely brought that departure into effect. Boris Johnson described it as an amazing moment for the country. It is one that some will regard with huge optimism, others with deep regret.
The BBC's Jessica Parker. It appears a Florida man, the latest American infected with a new, more contagious coronavirus strain, first appeared in the UK, cases in Colorado, California as well. There's no break in the Senate stalemate over larger COVID-19 relief payments for Americans. Wall Street is closed on this New Year's Day. After ending 2020 with a record-high close, the Dow will be reopening on Monday at 30,606, and it was a record close the other day for the S&P as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Vice President Pence asking a Texas judge to dismiss an Electoral College lawsuit brought by Congressman Louie Gohmert.
Justice Department lawyers met a New Year's Eve deadline on behalf of the vice president, disputing core legalities in the suit brought by Congressman Gohmert and 11 Arizona electors last Sunday. The congressman has a morning deadline to file his reply brief. The Gohmert suit argues that the 1887 Electoral Count Act is unconstitutional, with the effective intent to empower the vice president to choose between Trump electors and Biden electors from five disputed battleground states, including Arizona, when Congress meets in special session on January 6th to receive the electoral vote count. George Manzani reporting.
Australia changing one word in its national anthem, reflecting what the prime minister calls a spirit of unity. The second line of the anthem has been changed from "For we are young and free" to "For we are one and free." News and analysis, townhall.com. The new year brings a new concealed carry law in the Old Dominion.
Virginians will need to attend firearm trainings and safety courses in person for a concealed handgun permit starting January the 1st. The old law said that people who live in Virginia and who are over the age of 21 could take an online course. The new statute removes the online option and requires in-person classes. Legislators who supported the new law said the online courses were too quick and easy, but some residents and lawmakers worry it will complicate the application process, especially during the pandemic. John Scott reporting.
The newspaper industry continues to undergo major changes as more people get their news online. Salt Lake City's two major papers, Salt Lake Tribune and Deseret News, have printed their final daily editions. Both papers will now publish just one print edition each week while updating the news online on a regular basis. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Turn your radio on. your radio. Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
American conservative activist and writer and leader of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk is here every weekday afternoon from noon till 1 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
The following is an encore presentation from WBOB.
More as we continue to move along, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson.
Go to the gym.
Good. That's where I go to. I go to the gym, but then I try to go outside, a little private, you know, less COVID. Anyway, yes. Some of you will catch that. Hey, it's good to have everybody here as we move all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Stimulus. Sometimes we talk about it, sometimes we don't. Why? Because we know that the Democrats used a lot of it as a ploy, that we want more bailouts, we want more money for the arts, things that technically don't have anything to do with COVID. Mitch McConnell has said for months that they want liability protection on some of these stimulus bills as well. They could not get anything done. Now, both sides have said that they may put away and put aside their differences in order to get something done by the holidays and even possibly by the end of the year of a COVID relief package. Reuters News.
Democrats and Republicans held long-awaited COVID relief negotiations to hammer out a new stimulus package to help the battered economy, struggling businesses, and the unemployed. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's not leaving Washington until a deal is done. The aid package has been stalled for months over disagreement between Republicans and Democrats over funding for local government and liability protections for businesses, which leadership from both parties have signaled they would be willing to leave out if it meant passing a measure sooner than later.
But the question is, what could the amount be? But will some people try to sneak in bills, of course, which is what they always do. But yet, what about the Democrats? I'd say that they insist they still want bailouts for many of these states. Fox Business Network David Asman points out that many of these Dems wanted bailouts on issues that had nothing to do with even COVID-related.
On this particular issue of states and cities, because I think it's true that a lot of that $1 trillion that Nancy Pelosi wants for the states and the cities involve bailing them out for things that happened long before the virus ever caused economic problems.
And remember, even some of those on the Biden COVID task force on President-elect Joe Biden, Michael Osterham, says all we need to do is just spend more money. We'll shut down the economy, get the coronavirus passed over, then the economy will just flip back on.
If we did that, then we could lock down for 4 to 6 weeks. And if we did that, we could drive the numbers down. And then we could really watch ourselves cruising into the vaccine availability in the first and second quarter of next year and bringing back the economy long before that.
But the question is how do you bring back the economy if you're going to shut things down? New consumer survey reported by CNBC finds that almost 40% of Americans say that they plan to spend less holiday money. That's right. You got a little bit of holiday money, that money set aside for holiday shopping? Well, 40% if you said we're going to spend less, how is this going to look like for the retailers this year? CNBC.
Retail Federation is calling for a strong finish to a year that's been incredibly rocky for the retail industry. And they're expecting sales could rise as much as 5.2% from 2019 levels. But of course, not all companies are going to be declared winners this holiday season. For many, it is a make or break time of year. And 2021 could bring more bankruptcies, marking an 11-year high.
More bankruptcies due to a lot of COVID restrictions out there as well. Not only with holiday shopping, but many of you also, which will be taking place as we now come up on Christmas, just a little bit more than a week away. Many of you will go to a Christmas Eve service, and guess what we all do? We want to go out and eat some dinner afterwards. Is it possible in some of the states that their restaurants may be closed? Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, I love this guy, was back on CNBC again, talked about, again, I own restaurants, I put money in, I do what you tell me to do, and then when you want to come to a shutdown and a lockdown, I'm the first group of businesses you want to look at?
I have a very simple question. How is it possible when I've spent $60,000, $80,000 on the back of the restaurant and the front of the restaurant to provide the seats and the heaters and complied with the city ordinance and was just about to reopen, no tents, this is not tented, this is outside with air flowing, I'm shut down. And right across the street is a big box retailer with food services, vending machines, and open service courts inside the store, providing food inside of a big box. Walls around it. And you could argue to me that they have HEPA filters. I know with certainty they don't. So you're telling me the viral load in the outside of my restaurant is higher than the viral load inside of the big box, which is enclosed? That's ridiculous.
He says it's ridiculous. Governor Ron DeSantis was in South Florida yesterday. He says, listen, let's talk about the COVID cases. We all seen the reports, even in New York and out west, even in L.A. County, which we've talked about many times in this morning show. He says that the COVID cases, when they do the contact tracing, that's right, contact tracing, it's very low in our restaurants.
There's a lot of talk when it comes to COVID about kind of infections and tracing and everything. And at the beginning of this, restaurants in particular were singled out as kind of like, this is a place that's really problematic. Most of the contact tracing that's been done has restaurants as very low.
And Governor DeSantis says this is a group, this is an industry that is looking out for you, trying to protect its customers.
In terms of where these infections can be traced to, I can tell you, we've worked with these folks across Florida. They have they put every effort to creating a safe environment and a healthy environment. They're not going to get customers unless they do that.
Governor Ron DeSantis says, we've got your back. There will not be any more shutdowns when it comes to restaurants and the hospitality industry here in the Sunshine State.
Send a message that at a time when folks in our service industries, particularly restaurants, lodging, and hospitality, have kind of taken it on the chin. We just want to send the message, you know, some may want to shut you down. We want to pull you up. We've got your back. If you're somebody who's a waitress or a cook or you're a family-owned business, you're an important part of our state. You're working folks who are working hard to make a living. You have every right to do that. And you can take it to the bank in the state of Florida. You're going to have that right defended by the governor.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Roger, real quick, just to point out, we've done some stories at FloridaDaily.com where shutdowns did not bode well for some of the elected officials where they lost in South Florida. For example, Congresswoman Donna Shalala talked about shutting down the economy again. Debbie Pasquale Powell down there, and other Democrats, some other Democrats besides the Black Lives Matter slogan out there, defund the police. It also hurt them. But the bottom line is when you look at some of the areas, we talked about Lee Carter and the Telfrager group out there that shows that the shutdowns do not sell with voters out there. The bottom line is maybe some of these Democrats are lucky that, of course, excluding maybe Georgia, that the election isn't over the holidays. How do you tell the service industry and the hospitality industry, even in some cases in South Florida where the weather is very warm, we're going to shut you down because we just want to mitigate COVID cases? Guess what? You're hurting their back pocket.
You are, and you could look at the numbers, the cases of the spreading of the virus at restaurants, very low, just as the governor just talked about, way higher, for example, than in government building. And many of these restaurants, they're going to be shut down forever.
When it comes to the issue of spending your money, we all want a good, I mean, come on, Roger, let's be honest. I like going to a little pawn shop. No, not the pawn stuff. I see what kind of deals I can get. I'll even go to a flea market. Ed, you wearing a mask because of COVID? No, just because, have you ever been to a flea market? But anyway, I do like, because why? We want to find good prices on items out there. Well, guess what? The Customs Border Patrol out of Florida has said, that's right, they have groups of Customs and Border Patrol agents, federal offices here in the state of Florida. They say the top items on your wish list could be fake. Federal officers have told News 4 Jax that they have seized millions of dollars worth of counterfeit goods this season. And some of you out there, buyer beware of what you may end up buying, because it may not be the real deal.
From pricey Chanel and Louis Vuitton handbags to sought-after Samsung phones and $1,500 Gucci sweatpants, these come with big markdown. These are some of the most desired gifts for Christmas this year, but customs officers say everything on this table is believed to be fake. This haul of knockoffs, just a snippet of shipments Jacksonville officers have seized in the past week. It's an endless supply. Name brands like Nike and Apple, replicated to a T. Federal officers have been doing this for decades, seizing billions of dollars of fake goods, but they say now they're busier than ever because of the COVID-19 pandemic. More people are shopping online, and that means there's more room for counterfeit items to sneak into the U.S. Customs officers are urging people to do the right thing, do their homework, and if a deal seems too good to be true, don't buy it.
One of the Customs and Border Patrol agents out there, David Dillon, says, hey, the items may look legit, but guess what? They're not.
If the price is too good to be true, it probably is. No, on the surface, they look quality. The packaging looks legit. The money that is going to the counterfeiters is typically that we found through investigations is for criminal enterprise.
By the way, this is a great excuse, men, that you could go try to find something cheap. It says, hey, wait a second, sweetheart. It says Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Samsung phone. It's kind of, no, that actually is a diamond when it really is a cubic zirconia.
Right.
But you can blame, oh, wait, Customs and Border Patrol. Oh, man, maybe these guys are right. I got shafted, sweetheart. I really meant to spend that amount, but I got a great deal at the local flea market. What a great excuse. By the way, guess what the number one country where all the fake items are coming from?
I would say, I don't know. Who we have met North Korea? I don't know. China.
China, exactly. That's where a lot of the counterfeit items are coming from. So they say buyer beware. More coming up next.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you. Love you,
Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
When your family gets together, everybody's talking and laughing, usually standing in the kitchen, right? Families gather around food. The Madure brothers have put together a few restaurants based on that same concept. Families gathering around great food. Matthew's Restaurant in San Marco. Restaurant Madure in Ponte Vedra. Rue St. Mark in San Marco. Midtown Table, an Italian-inspired kitchen on Gate Parkway. And the three M Shack burger locations, Nocatee, Atlantic Beach, and Town Center. Whatever kind of food inspires you, the Madure brothers have a place for you to gather. And just like with your family, all important decisions are made in the kitchen, not in a boardroom. Find out more at madurebrothers.com. Great food from our family to yours.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, Hey, good morning, everybody. 619, Ed, Dean, Roger, Henderson. Always enjoy having you tag along. Remember, if you're listening to us for the first time, you are in for a treat. I say that respectfully, by the way. Not braggadociously, even though Roger will brag about it, and as he should. We are literally the three fastest hours anywhere. Some of you will catch the joke. Three fastest hours. Not the three fastest hours, but the Roger Henderson part. Anywhere in Morning Talk Radio, if you heard it anywhere else, you heard it here first, all the way with you to 9 a.m. Some of the local news out there, some of the big issue that's been taking place, that's going to have an interesting conversation over the holidays. Of course, there's going to be a vote coming up in early January dealing, and you could almost take out the word the city Jacksonville and put it any city. For example, down in Miami, they've done this Tampa, Orlando, about having more taxpayer dollars for more money maybe going to a brand new stadium, for investment of a stadium, or for trying to turn things around downtown. The bottom line is, how much should your taxpayer dollars be used to fund in a partnership with a local business out there? The Lot J proposal. That's what it's called right here in Jacksonville.
Multi-million dollar proposal to turn Lot J into a mega entertainment venue, which will include two apartment buildings, retail shops, and a luxury hotel. While the DIA report says the development would have a tremendous positive impact and is recommending that it be done, it is raising, however, some red flags about the city's return on the investment, taxpayer investment, by the way, and costs associated with building this project.
Now, many people will sit back and say, as you know, we need to revitalize downtown. A conversation has been around for how many years? The question is, yes, you can bring in businesses and redevelopments out there. But the big question, this is, how are you going to pay for it out there? Shad Khan, the Jags owner, along with other business owners out there as well, want the local city government, city council, which is being heavily supported by that of many of those in the city council, as we're told right now, and Mayor Linda Curry, to get this project done. But the big question is, what is the rate of return? What is the rate of investment, the rate of return I will get for my ROI? Not all government entities are on the same page what the rate of return may be.
It also appears that the city's return on investment, city's auditor report, that the DIA report says that investment is even lower than the city's auditor report and significantly less than the mayor's administration. So basically, the DIA report says that over a 20-year period, the city's return on its taxpayer investment would be just 40 cents in new taxes to each dollar of investments and incentives for the project. That return is less than the city auditor's assessment, which is 44 cents, so about 4 cents less. And only a fraction of the return the mayor's administration has cited, which is $1.69 for each dollar. That's according to, the mayor said, according to the Office of Economic Development. I mean, how does that add up? That is a huge gap.
That is from News 4 Jax right there. So you got the three government entities, the mayor's offices. No, actually, there's a bigger chunk of return of investment. Then you got the Downtown Investment Authority, which is a complete joke, that literally wants to give away the farm to get businesses in. By the way, folks, we keep talking about this. And by the way, the county, the city, it's the city auditor shows the money. Again, the rate of return, all three groups out there show a very disparaging amount of money being returned. Again, the Downtown Investment Authority wants to give away the farm. They tell people, hey, we'll pay for this, we'll pay for that. But let's remind everybody that you've got big corporations and small companies out there that have what is called a research development. What they do is they look at the amount of people that live in that area that kind of suffice going to a football game, how much they try to bring in some money. And if it isn't the foot traffic isn't there, they're not going to come in and move into this place, Raj. That's the bottom line.
Exactly. And there's been a real strong push to try to do something downtown, near downtown, make it a booming area. But, you know, the public in the city of Jacksonville, for whatever reason, they don't want to hang out downtown. They'd rather go to Town Center. And that's technically the default market-driven downtown of Jacksonville.
Yeah. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. But any type of redevelopment, City Councilman Matt Carlucci says, I think the taxpayers will get behind it.
Well, I think that the lease and the stadium improvements and Lot J really are intricately tied together. And what will really help us keep the Jags will be stadium improvements, and we need stadium improvements. I think Jacksonville, the people of Jacksonville are willing to look at the whole enchilada, so to speak. The stadium improvements, Lot J.
They'll look at the whole thing, but the question is, will they support it? We're talking, what, almost, was it $450 million? Now we're talking about wanting to spend taxpayer dollars of almost maybe 50% of that? And the polling numbers show that the majority of you out there do not support this. That's going to be the big question over the next several days leading into the 1st of January. This is a big discussion. Here's the question at 831-0600. 904-831-0600. Here's the discussion that I asked the question. Is it about the government getting involved as a partnership with private industry to use taxpayer dollars? Or is it the second round, but we can use the taxpayer dollars, but what is our rate of return? Or what should be the other question that should be asked?
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. goodclearwater.com.
Coming up next, are we really surprised social media, according to the Federal Elections Commission, gave big money. I don't think they gave any money to Trump, but big time, thousands upon thousands of dollars, maxing things out to guess who? That's right, Joe Biden. Wall Street Journal coming up next, big story. NFL ratings have plummeted. Can any of you out there guess the two big reasons why? Well, have them come up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m., 904-831-0600. Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The world has welcomed in the new year in a somewhat more subdued fashion because of the coronavirus. In New York City's Times Square, the world-famous ball did drop, but there were few people on hand to witness it in person. New Year's experiences varying greatly by country or city. And it's official now. Great Britain has officially departed the European Union. It appears a Florida man is the latest American infected with a new and more contagious strain of the coronavirus that first appeared in the UK. Cases in Colorado and California as well. There's no break in the Senate stalemate over bigger COVID-19 relief payments for most Americans. Wall Street is closed on this New Year's Day after ending 2020 with a record close. Dow reopens Monday at 30,606. More details at srnnews.com.
I grew up poor, which is even worse than being poor.
From poor to CEO, the incredible journey of Herman Cain.
My American dream entailed working hard and making $20,000 a year. But I surpassed that goal and became a corporate CEO.
The story of one man's amazing journey from a poor, undereducated family to the highest levels of corporate, social, and political America.
I didn't have to be taught work ethic. I saw it firsthand. And it had a big impression on me.
From poor to CEO, the amazing true story of the American dream that will inspire and motivate you and your family to live your best life.
We'll all be able to say free at last.
See the movie, From Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain. Available at salemnow.com.
Use promo code FAMILY for 20% off. Salemnow.com, promo code.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Retailer and a restaurant, or frankly, even a church, are so different, it's unbelievable.
Going into a big box retailer, I disagree.
You're wearing
a mask. You can have your thoughts and I can have
mine. You're required to wear a mask.
I disagree.
It's science. I'm sorry. It's science. If
it's
you're wearing
not
a mask,
science.
It's a different story.
500 people in a Lowe's aren't any safer than 150 people in a restaurant that holds 600. I don't believe it.
Okay.
And I live in an area where there's a lot of restaurants that have fought back and they don't have any problems. And they're open.
Okay. You don't have to believe it, but let me just say this. You're doing a disservice to the viewer because the viewers need to understand it.
You are doing a disservice to the viewer. You are.
I would like to keep our viewers as healthy as humanly possible. The idea of packing people into restaurants.
I think our viewers are smart enough to make part of those decisions on their own.
Completely different
things. I don't think that I'm much
smarter
than all the viewers, like some people do.
That's one of my favorite exchanges. I think next week, before the holidays, we should do like our best of the who like all the quotes and clips that we play, the best and the worst of the year, have people vote on them. Hey, 6:35, the three fastest hours anywhere in Morning Talk Radio. Ed Dean, Roger Anderson. That was Rick Santelli, one of my favorites from CNBC, also commentator, formerly from the New York Times, Andrew Ross Sorkin. He did the book Too Big to Fail. It's actually a pretty good movie on HBO. I saw it years ago. It's a good movie about the breakdown of the financial industry due to many causes out there. By the way, that was a great debate. That we played that clip. That came out from last week where they got into a big debate because the bottom line, like Governor Ron DeSantis says, that when you come back to look at all the COVID cases, the restaurants have very low areas of where we've had infections compared, as Roger pointed out, which has been accurately done by even government surveys, government offices, and what about those in big box stores? So we want to shut down the churches out there. We want to shut down the restaurants. Oh, but let's leave the big box store retailers open.
Yeah.
Too big to fail, huh?
Right. And liquor stores, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I got to keep... I forgot about that one.
Essential services.
And the marijuana places as well.
Yeah.
904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB. All right, let's continue on with the news. I love this story here about the political correctness and what it can do to a company, the cancel culture, what it could do to an industry. And guess what? What does it do, as we just said, to the culture overall when it comes to education, things like that? What about when it's injected into our sports? The Wall Street Journal has a big article out this week about the NFL in 2020. Reports that because of COVID and guess what else? Black Lives Matter. The social justice. It's been a disastrous year for the NFL financially, and NFL ratings have plummeted. Last year, not including the playoffs, networks that broadcast games generated about $3.6 billion. In 2020, the sports industry in North America was projected to generate $75 billion, and they lost a third of its revenue. According to the NFL, that also some of the backlash, for example, was done over to the social justice reforms that many of those had advocated, from Roger Goodell, Colin Kaepernick, and other football players as well. By the way, Thanksgiving for NFL, 50% viewership decline this year over last year. Go think about it. Maybe it could have been based on the game. But again, the Wall Street Journal points out that a big chunk of the reason why that the ratings have dropped and the NFL has hurt financially, yes, is in part due to COVID, but because of the political correctness of those done with the social justice and what they want to inject into the ball games. This is from the podcast, the Sports War podcast. Talks about how the NFL has become more political instead of all about competition.
NFL making football completely about social justice, about woke politics, about racial divisions. Who could imagine that the ratings would drop? But that's exactly what we have. The NFL has gone down the exact same path that the NBA chose to. By instead of making it about the sport, instead of making it about competition, they have made it about identity politics.
That's right. We saw that happen over the summertime.
It's the fans' fault. That's what so many NFL players are trying to say today. That's what so many people in the mainstream media are trying to say. It's the fans' fault. It's your fault for booing. It's your fault for calling out the nonsense, fans. It's all your fault. Great job. The ratings are tanking, and now you are absolutely pushing the remaining fans away as well.
Because, again, they wanted to inject the social justice that was pretty much taking place. Remember some of the initiative for the games that was going to take place?
We talked about what the NFL may do in week one. I'm sure you saw this past week as the NBA and the NBA Players Association declined to play, sat out for a game or two days this past week. It dominoed into the NHL and Major League Baseball as well, Major League Soccer as well.
Because the NFL's coming back, and we're hearing new reports of extensive social justice content for week one. Here's a part of what ESPN is saying. They're saying about what the NFL may do. Among options discussed by the league and players union, according to a source involved, players reading personalized poems and delivering first-person vignettes.
Wow. Before we come out to the game and beat the heck out of one of the players, let's have a social justice speakeasy open poem.
Yeah, well, spoken word.
Spoken word.
But
if
my satellite provider, I'm having to look at the games in Spanish. So yeah, I have to help translators.
So what do they do? Do they come out and go, before you run and get sacked, please want to at least shake hands with the other team's quarterback? I mean, what's going on here? I'm just making that up there. So a lot of that is happening.
It'll be fun clips after the beginning of the season.
Here's the one from Fox News' Kevin Cork.
The NFL season will be unlike anything we've ever seen before. This season will be shaped as much by the summer's unrest as it is by the COVID-19 pandemic. Out are cheerleaders, mascots, and sideline reporters. In our end zones with the words, "It takes all of us," and "End racism," and very likely widespread kneeling during the national anthem. Still, recent polling asked if athletes should use their platform to express views on national issues, 62% of those responding
told
the Washington Post they should.
And by the way, did you see where was it the NBA came out and said, okay, listen, we've kind of finally made a decision. We're kind of over this now.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can do your social. Remember, we reported this a couple months back.
Right.
You guys can do your social justice on your own time because we're actually getting too many complaints.
Right. And they've got enough money to, you know, launch a major media campaign. They can run their own ads, pay for them like all the other advertisers. They don't have to interrupt the game in order to get their points across.
Yeah. Here's more. Here's NFL analyst Ryan Clark. Now, again, for those of you just tuning in, the Wall Street, one of my favorite publications, the Wall Street Journal, comes out this past week and says, because of COVID and the Black Lives Matter, the NFL ratings have plummeted and they have lost billions upon billions of dollars. Listen to NFL analyst Ryan Clark. Says the reason why the viewership is going down is because of all of you. The NFL is only doing what it needs to do, and that's standing up against racism and police brutality.
We're going to protest. We're going to stand up for social justice. We're going to stand up in the fight against racism. It wasn't that type of night. We're going to come together. We're going to come together for unity. We're going to come together to say that we are all in this fight for the same thing. We want everyone to be treated equally. We want everyone to have the same justice system. We want everyone to get the same rights and protections that are theirs by law. So we're just going to come together and do it. We're not going to kneel. It's not going to mess up the anthem. It's not going to destroy your day in any way.
That's right. What he's saying is, guys, come on, just watch the game. So we kneel before during the national anthem. It's not going to mess up your day. Why are you whining about, Raj?
Yeah, well, obviously something's gotten someone's attention.
Yeah.
Maybe the wrong way.
And then J.J. Watt says, well, we just came together for unity. I don't really understand why people would boo. They're booing because you're doing stuff for black people.
There we go.
They're booing because you are saying that police brutality, social injustice against that community is wrong. That's why they're booing.
Wow.
Not because y'all linked up, not because white players are hanging out with black players and they see same things the same way. It's about the thing you see the same way. It's about the injustices that they are.
So I don't even know who Ryan, I mean, I follow the sports, so I don't even remember who he is. But so the bottom line, you heard what he said. The reason why that the fans are booing is because the NFL and other teams out there are standing up for social justice, are standing up against racism out there and police brutality. So here's the question, Raj. Do you think that when you hear a lot of people sit back and say, hey, man, they're kneeling down there in the football game. I'm not going to watch the game. I wonder what is the percentage of that. Like, let's say out of 100 people, how many people have actually sat back and said, I'm not going to get rid of my Miami Dolphins, the Jacksonville Jag tickets out there. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to buy their products. Or how many of them are just like, you know what, I don't like it, but I'm still going to watch the game.
Just a guess. I think probably about maybe somewhere between 5 and 15% say, okay, I'm through with it. The vast majority probably, and even of those people, most of them will come back toward the end of the season.
Yeah.
Once they kind of calm down a little bit.
But I
disagree. That's not why the fans who get offended are leaving. It's not because they're standing up for black people. They see those protests as being disrespectful to America, its flag, and our military members.
So here's the question. If you're going to do it, when do you do it during the game? Do you do it beforehand? How about halftime? What if those of the social justice crowd came out and said, okay, listen, can we have a compromise? Or is it just, no, we don't want to say, we will not kneel down during the national anthem. We won't do any of this, but we might have a little of this during halftime.
The goals and aims of the players starting with Kaepernick on down, I think, backfired on them. They did not get the result that they were hoping to get in, quote, bringing attention to the issues. They probably would have been better off just leaving it off the football field and taking their, very significant wealth and resources and launch a PR campaign that takes advantage
of media
opportunities available to everybody on television, on radio, newspaper, print, magazines, off the field.
And if you want to get a lot of publicity, just badmouth Trump and the liberal media coming and wanting to hang out with you and film you. Here's the other thing. To those of you listening out there, do you believe the biggest plummet or the plummeting of the NFL of ratings and money? Let's be honest. I think a lot of it. Now, if you had to look at the pie, how much percentage of it is Black Lives Matter to social justice? Or But listen, I live in the reality world. I call balls and strikes. I don't like the Black Lives Matter, the social justice injecting into the sports. I think the COVID thing is when you sit back and take away the fans, the illusion that people are into the game,
right.
I think that destroys it. People are like, you know what? I don't want to watch this. I'm bored.
Exactly.
What's the point? Are these guys actually playing with their heart? Because most people get pumped up. When, like right. me, when we do shows, hundreds of people come out. I love the energy out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. The fans in the stands create a certain level of energy that just makes the game boring without those fans there. And, you know, I will acknowledge that the NFL has tried to be creative by playing sound effects of fans cheering.
Yeah, right.
But you see nobody in the stands that comes across as being fake and artificial.
Roger, still one of these days, I'm going to take one of these wrestling events. The best one, of course, is when they come out and act like they're angry against people. We don't see them doing it now because no one's showing up to the wrestling events.
Exactly.
So that's the big question. To all of you, those of you out there listening, is it? Do you think the reasons why that the NFL numbers have plummeted and the ratings and the numbers, is it because of the social justice, Black Lives Matter, or do you think it's because of COVID out there and they're being, we got to be a little careful here. And instead, maybe they should be worrying more about concussions. More of this discussion coming up next at Dean Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. So to you listening, your view, do you think, again, I'll ask it one more time before we go to break. Love to hear your view. What do you think? Why is it that the NFL and a lot of other sports,
Didn't you watch the football games on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Was it because of Black Lives Matter or was it because it was boring?
Well, yeah, I think that we had it week one, but if the numbers have all gone down, you sit back and go, this is what's going to happen. I'm not going to watch the rest of the game, and figuring that maybe they don't have it anymore. Here's the bottom line. The question I ask you, is it because of COVID? The ratings have dropped. The numbers have dropped financially. You don't watch it anymore. I like to ask you, why do you not watch the football games anymore? Or is it, let's be more realistic.
And be nice to the Jaguars.
You know where I was going with that one. Is it because the team is, 1-12? That's the reason we don't watch them anymore.
Bless their hearts.
Hey, by the way, are they discounting the items? They should they not?
Merchandise?
Poor Mark Burdell.
What's wrong with him?
No. I just feel bad for him because he comes on and there's nothing to talk about.
Okay.
How do you analyze another losing game? I feel bad for that
guy. He can give us an insight and perspective on why they lose.
You know what?
Than most people because he's been there.
He's almost like,
and he's also won.
Yeah, he has won.
He's got a Super Bowl ring.
Well, that doesn't mean anything right now. I'm not trying to badmouth Mark right now. I'm just saying the bottom. How do you analyze a losing game for the 10th week in a row? That's all. And I'm not knocking him down. I just feel bad for
the guy. It would be difficult for any analyst who's a nice guy at heart, which I believe he is.
That's like watching some of my conservative Trump friends out there.
Because of the default response is we need to start changing people and firing people, and I don't think he wants to say that.
You know what? I don't mean to be rude, because as a conservative, many of you know me and Roger are very conservative. As you know, this is almost like just a few of you, that are sitting back, and what's going to happen, it's going to be January the 6th, January the 10th, before January 20th, before President-elect Biden's sworn in, and you're all still sitting back trying to do Monday morning quarterback and going, let's analyze this. There's something there that we think we can really make a winning solution. It ain't happening. All right. Just ticked off some people there. 48 minutes after 6 a.m.
Here's Dan Celia with today's stewardship moment.
When we truly have a thankful heart for what the Lord has given us, nothing should stop us from breaking out in spontaneous praise to God for all that He has given us. Now, I'm not sure of all the activities that we will have in heaven, but I do know that our main activity will be to gather around the throne and sing praises to the God who created us. See, I believe that our giving, our stewardship, should be our earthly praise and song of worship to God.
You've just heard a stewardship moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection, friendship,
escape,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears,
death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
What is it? It's Wednesday already. Dean Roger Henderson. The Customs and Border Patrol agents are telling consumers here in the state of Florida, be careful to be as you look out on Facebook and Craigslist and other e-commerce sites. You want to buy an item, be very careful. Most of these are illegal and fake items coming from countries like China. News 4 Jax.
From pricey Chanel and Louis Vuitton handbags to sought-after Samsung phones and $1,500 Gucci sweatpants, these come with big markdown. These are some of the most desired gifts for Christmas this year, but customs officers say everything on this table is believed to be fake. This haul of knockoffs, just a snippet of shipments Jacksonville officers have seized in the past week. It's an endless supply. Name brands like Nike and Apple, replicated to a T. Federal officers have been doing this for decades, seizing billions of dollars of fake goods, but they say now they're busier than ever because of the COVID-19 pandemic. More people are shopping online, and that means there's more room for counterfeit items to sneak into the U.S. Customs officers are urging people to do the right thing, do their homework, and if a deal seems too good to be true, don't buy it.
Yeah, so it's a great excuse for those of you that are married and you want to go buy your wife. She wants this, she wants that, and a great excuse. You can sit back and thinking that, hey, you really spent that amount of money on it, knowing that that item, it's, hey, it's pretty cheap. What, it says Rolex? Really? And knowing this go for $15,000?
Who's going to know the difference?
But it says $150,000. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, unless you got a smart guys, unless you got a smart wife out there, sits back and everything that you give her, she gets a itemized kind of a summary. Like, what's the word?
Certificate of authenticity.
Yes. We're going to know when they have to get it insured, what do they call it?
Appraisal?
Yeah, appraisal.
Okay. Beyond that,
right.
Though, beyond that,
cubic zirconia,
apparently,
right?
It is, the reporter alluded to, a lot of that money finds its way back to,
yeah,
you know, the underground economy and things that are illegal that make society
right.
A bad place.
Hey, Roger, remember that song? Was it the late 80s? This is well before you and I were born. Remember that song, You're My Diamond Girl? It was in South. It was a very clean song. It's like the Stevie B era. I know Roger's like, what is that? Okay, Roger, you're not hip like me. But anyway, the Stevie B era, which was big down in South, late 80s, early 90s, Stevie B. Very good, clean music. And I remember hearing the song. song one time, and one of my friends goes, Ed, do you got a diamond girl? I said, no, but I got a cubic zirconia girl sitting back at home waiting on me to bring me dinner here. So, you know, that'll sink in a little bit. All right, 6:55.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're two payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
Coming up next, what's going to happen since this past Monday, the Electoral College finally gave Joe Biden president-elect Biden. That's what, hey, by the way, even Newsmax said that. For all of you that want to ditch Fox News, which still haven't given me a plausible reason why, so we're going to Newsmax. Even Newsmax called him president-elect this past week. Oh, yeah. So anyway, the bottom line is what happens next with the Electoral College. Is there still room for Trump to win this thing? Guys, I wish it could be, but it ain't happening. It's reality world's got to sink in. It's like a bad breakup. Guys. She broke up with you. 8 months later, she's dating another. She ain't getting back with, but there's still hope, Ed.
You're bringing back bad memories
for
so many guys.
In the words of George W. Bush, played by Dana Carvey. George H., not going to happen.
Wouldn't be prudent.
So we got all that coming up next. 904-831-0600. Social media companies giving big money to Joe Biden. Is that why they kept down the Hunter Biden story? What do you think? More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.